Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio talk show and podcast. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I am very, very excited for today's episode. We have a fantastic singer on today. She is very, very cool. Turned up to 10, baby. Turned up to 10. Her name is Lex, and let's welcome her. Lex, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I should tell people, if you're keeping notes at home, yes, her name is pronounced Lex, but it's spelled L-X because that's how cool she is. I love it. I love it, Lex.
Yes, I had to shorten my name just a little bit.
No problem. No, I think it's good. I think it's great.
Oh, you want to?
And it saves
domain. You want to know something that's
domain.
Actually funny about... Yes, yes. I was going to tell you, actually, because your thing is Pop Rocks, and it's spelled R-O-X-X. I actually had a stage name previous to this called Lex Rocks, and it was L-E-X-R-O-X. So I just wanted to tell you that because I thought it was so funny and coincidental.
Great minds think alike, you know. I love it. I've heard...
Definitely.
A little bit of your music, and of course the new single which we're going to be playing today. I am in love with it. I love it. It is, so nice. You're so nice, and you know, in person, because I saw the video, you know, for Blame on Me, and I'm like, that's a gal that is PO'd. Somebody has went too far.
Yes,
I'm an old man. Left.
I do have my suicide, but I also, you know. If somebody makes me a little upset, it could get like that.
That's right. She will grab a knife and use it. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know about that, but...
Actually, baby.
But I will
definitely
tear your apartment apart.
There you go. There you go. Oh, that's funny. That is funny. That just happened. Believe it or not, that just happened to somebody I know. And, he
really?
Called me all upset. Oh, yeah, yeah. She threw all the stuff outside, literally from the inside outside. He was all upset, you know, crying like a little something. And, you know, he's like, I can't believe this. And I'm like, well, what'd you do? Well, you know, he messed around on her. I'm like, well, you're lucky that's all she did, you know?
Right? Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it could have got worse.
You know?
But, but yeah, exactly. Definitely don't mess with a girl with a broken heart. That is for sure.
Oh, man. And, you know, and that's so funny that you say that because it's interesting to me. In I've heard men, it's getting better. They'll say stupid stuff like, women in the army or whatever, you know, they're just not tough. I'm like, man, you've never pissed a girl off. I'll tell you what. you don't want to be on the opposite end of that, man.
Right.
Have you ever watched those murder shows? My fiance, Danny, watches these all the time. And, you know, the ones where I don't know, some guy does some gal wrong and then she drives over him a couple times with the car, and, you know, and everybody's like, yeah, okay, I see it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, love makes you do some crazy things, I mean, especially when you have a broken heart. So
absolutely.
I personally never actually trashed anybody's apartment like that, but I thought that his song called for it, and I had this whole idea for the video, and, you know, I was just really mad, and I wanted to really come across, but I also wanted to leave my mark, so it was kind of like, okay, how can I figure this out without being too harsh, but also showing that I was there, and I made my mark.
I got it. I love it, and there's a song needed for that, you know. I love a good breakup song, because it's something we all go through. I mean, let's face it, we all fall in love, and if you haven't, ladies and gentlemen, anyone listening, if you haven't had that first big heartbreak yet, well, get ready. It will happen. I don't want to be standing next to you when it does. But it's just a terrible.
And here's a song for you to listen to when it happens.
That's right. Get you through it. It will get you through it.
Yep,
in my
definitely.
Experience, women handle that a little better in the long term, I think, than men. It's just.
I think I've heard something like that. How, guys tend to jump on it real quick after that, but girls seem to handle it really well in the long run. I don't know. I've heard
Absolutely.
That too.
Absolutely. I will tell you this. If there's a big breakup, women will listen to your song and do that. Just get it out of their system. You know what I mean? It isn't
right.
Very rarely have I seen in my experience, 6 months later or 4 months, however, down the road a little bit, gals calling guys up in the middle of the night. Oh, I miss you and I've changed and blah, blah. No, that's usually the guy. And what's happened is she's moved on at that point. She don't want to hear any of that bullshit. You know, excuse my language.
Right.
That stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and it ain't going to happen, man. You just, you know, and there's just nothing worse than, you know, and then they start trying to make you, well, what if I, no, there ain't no negotiation, dude. Just, you know, you will never see James Bond in a James Bond movie call up an old girlfriend drunk in the middle of the night. It just won't happen, you know?
I mean, that's kind of where this line, did I mention I'm amazing, come from. Like, when you do get that phone call, you can just tell them, did I mention I'm amazing? Oh, but did I mention I'm amazing without you?
Exactly.
But that's
exactly.
Kind of,
I love it.
That's what the whole song is really about. But honestly, like, at first, that line did not have as big of a meaning as it has now. And when I was in the studio is actually when I told my producer, I told him, I need to say this line more. We need to have this in his face, just hammering the nail, just saying, did I mention I'm amazing so many times? Because you're right, like, people sometimes get out of a relationship and they feel so terrible about themselves and they're not confident anymore, but really they need to be confident. They need to have that self-awareness and self-confidence and just go out and be great, because that's what they are, even if this person tried to make them feel like they were anything less.
Absolutely. Very well said. I love it. I love it. Well, tell me a little
bit
about your background, Lex. I'm curious. You started out singing in an adult, ginormous choir, right?
Well, actually, my mom, she's the one who inspired me to start singing, and she was performing in a worship choir at our church for I don't know how many years, but she was up there on stage every Sunday, multiple services, so I would watch her every week, and I just finally gave in. I was like, I want to do that. I want to be up there with her. I want to have the microphone in my hand. I want the spotlight. So they threw me into a little youth choir, and I ended up loving it. I loved performing, and then it was time for our big Christmas cantata. So mind you, I'm only 7 years old. I got a solo for this huge Christmas cantata, and there was a 60-piece adult choir behind me.
Oh, my
gosh. It's so weird to say, but I actually remember that moment pretty vividly where I am standing on the stage, the spotlight's in my face, and this whole, like, big choir is behind me, just backing me up. And that was the moment when I really realized, I want to do this. This is what I want to do, and I don't want to do anything else. So from there,
fantastic.
I was put into singing lessons. Yes, I was put into singing lessons, and I met one of my mentors, Rodney Alejandro, when I was about 11 years old, and he kind of taught me the whole foundation of everything from recording in the studio to performing on stage, and it's funny, like, you see me performing and I'm all over the stage, I cannot stand still, but it was completely different back then. I only stood still and I hid behind a microphone stand, and I remember, I think it was one of the teachers I was working with, but she had all of her students go up and kind of do like a little show. So I went up, I sang a song, hid behind the microphone, stood on the stage, but every other person was, you know, walking around and engaging with the audience, and everybody was clapping really loud for them, and I didn't know why. And you know, my dad was the one who actually pointed it out to me, and he's like, see how all these people are actually performing? Like, you need to learn how to do that. So that's when I started.
And he was right.
Yes, he was right, 100%. And that, I remember that day pretty vividly too, because I was so sad and I felt like that show was a complete failure. But really, in the end, it kind of turned my whole career upside down, and I had no idea what was going to come from it. But from there, I was performing in Las Vegas. Oh, well, I was born and raised in Vegas, if I didn't tell you that already. But all throughout middle school, I performed all around town, performed with 98.5 KLUC for a lot of their summer events, like the summer jam, summer block party. So I did a lot of stuff with them, did a toy drive with them, which was really awesome. And then where I really learned how to really hone in my performing skills was performing at Circus on the clown stage. And
really?
I don't know if you've ever been to the Adventure Dome in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, it's a huge pink dome with a really big amusement park inside of it. So if you're into music or into sound at all, you know that that reverb is not going to be good, especially when people are screaming, people are yelling, kids are running around. People, like, there's rides going on all around me. Like, it was not a controlled environment at all.
Right.
Like, it was the farthest thing from it. And I was thrown up onto this small little clown stage. But that's really how I learned how to perform, because nobody was there to see me. And I had to somehow draw attention from the people walking by. Or, you know, whoever's on the Ferris wheel above me or upside down on the different rides. But yeah, that's kind of where I really learned how to perform, was at Circus. So I'm very grateful for all of those memories, and I've had a really great time here in Vegas, and I really, really, I just got back to Vegas last night for Thanksgiving, so I'm home for the week with my family. But yes, so I did a lot of performing in Vegas.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks gear. the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey guys and gals, I just got word from L'Apothecary Unique. They're having a big holiday sale over there. Very, very cool stuff. Now, here's the deal. If you use the code SALERocks, it's a discount code, SALERocks, SALEROXX, you get the holiday discount. So be sure to use the SALERocks code. Very, very important. Happy holidays, everybody. Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Yes, I also performed with Raven Simone at one of her shows at the Arizona State Fair, and I was I was either 13 or 14, and funny thing is. I actually, well, my mentor was working with her, and he told me, it's a long shot, but if you work really hard during the summer, I might be able to get you an opening slot with Raven Simone. And that was like, I'm working my booty off every day of this year. Like, I'm not doing anything. So I worked really hard. I had dancers. I went all out. Like, I was doing my thing. And I went to the Arizona State Fair. I met her, and like not even an hour before the show started, the people who were running the show or running the event, they told her, we don't want an opening act. We just want to see you. So yeah, whoever your opener is, you can't perform. And I was like, no, I came all the way out here. But she was kind of like, oh, well, screw them. I'm going to just stop my whole show and have you perform one of your songs. And then I also... closed out the ending song Double Dutch Bus with her.
Nice.
So that was like a super, super cool thing that she did
that
for me.
Cool.
And I'm forever grateful for that.
that's fantastic. And you were so young, you know, doing all of this. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I lived in Vegas for a little bit. And speaking of heartbroken, it was bad. I went through one. This was many, many years ago, 20 years ago, and I, way before you were probably even born, and I was living in San Diego at the time, and I was all heartbroken, and I said, I'm moving to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I'll show everybody. And so I moved to, rented a place off of Craigslist, sight unseen, just showed up, picked up the keys, and walked in, and it was in the worst neighborhood of Vegas. It was downtown Vegas, 10th and Ogden, I think.
Oh,
it was
God. Terrible.
Yeah, it was really bad. And I grew up in Detroit, so I'm used to bad, And I was like, this isn't good at all.
Wow.
But I spent some time. One of the things, though, what I wanted to say about Vegas is a lot of people hear your stories and they're saying to themselves, my audience at least, they're like, oh, well, she had all these opportunities because there's so much happening in Vegas. That is very true on the one hand. On the other hand, let me tell you something. I'm not in the entertainment business. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. But all of my friends are in the entertainment business. Everybody I know is either making, music or movies or whatever. And Vegas is tough, baby. They won't coddle
mm-hmm.
you. They're very right here, right now. You got to bring it. And that type of attitude, had to form your work ethic. I mean, you talk about working your booty off. I'm telling you, I understand where you're coming from because I've seen it. They are hardcore in Vegas, because they're competing against so much. They need really good acts, And it's serious there. So I'm very impressed
really
that you
is.
went through that. You know?
Thank you. I mean, amazing. I do have to say it's kind of like, I mean, I feel like other industries are like this as well, but mainly in Vegas and mainly the entertainment industry, once you're in, you're in. But breaking in is the really hard thing. But once you find those connections and once you start networking, or once you've even done a show or an event with, like, for instance, 98.5, I did a show with them, not knowing that they would call me back for the next one, not knowing that they would call me back to, you know, come by their toy drive or help do a commercial. But
right.
you're in, you're in. So for anybody listening,
well,
I mean,
you, they can count
if
on,
you're
you know?
If you're trying to break in, like, just keep going. But once you're in, you're in. And once you make a connection, that's it. You're good.
Well, and because there's so many people. And one of the things I like about Los Angeles is this way, too, in the entertainment, in my opinion. You know, there's
definitely.
So many people that talk a good game. That, you know, oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do, yes, we get it. You know, yeah, you're going to be the next Jim Morris.
Yeah.
We understand, you know. We've heard this 15
times.
Well,
and especially in L.A., I mean, my Uber driver is in the entertainment industry. Everybody there is.
Right.
You know, like,
exactly.
I cannot tell you how many Uber drivers have told me, oh, I write plays, I write this, I do this. They're somehow connected in the entertainment industry. So I feel like everybody I run into in L.A. is somehow in the industry or trying to be.
Right. It's so true. It's so true. And, you know, and the thing is what amazes me sometimes, too, is people that aren't in, that haven't had their breaks yet or paid their dues yet, is probably a better analogy, is they're like, oh, well, can you cut me a break? You know, you've got all these connections. No, man, I get mm-hmm. that you're trying to climb the rungs of the ladder. I'm trying to do that, too. You know, you got to
mm-hmm.
work. And that is something I think, you know, let me ask you this, Lex, because, you know, you're younger and whatnot, but you've been through all this, so you know how the lay of the land and whatnot. I see these
mm-hmm.
shows, these competition shows, you know, the different ones they have a whole bunch of them, and they come and go, and some stay. But I think it gives people almost a false sense of it, you know. I know so many people that have been on these competition shows, and they do okay, you know, they go through and everything, and then that ends, and then they're back to where they were. You know, it might open a few doors, but not what they were thinking. You know, they're not flying around on G6s and stuff.
Right.
They have to put in that work. You can't avoid the work.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard
you can hook two, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. And somebody like you, as you, I know you work a lot, you know.
Yes. Yes. I've been working on it too since I was little. I mean, I have a little bit of mixed emotions when it comes to those competition shows. You know, I've had a couple of friends go on. They did great. Some, you know, some got kind of messed over and they didn't even get to audition because all the teams were filled up. Yet they just spent the whole month trying to do this. And now, you know, they don't have anything. So you're right. It's a weird, maybe false hope that people are given. And yes, it could lead to instant success. And you never know, even with the internet, like you could get some stupid video you make could go viral tomorrow and you could be famous. Mm-hmm. And you could be at Coachella next weekend. Like, I don't know. But yeah, the competition shows, I look at it as, okay, how many people can you name that are still doing their thing or that have albums that are out or who are on the top 40 charts who came from those shows? I can only name a couple on my hand, right?
Five,
but how many seasons were there? Like 15 seasons? I don't know. Like The Voice is on like 15, season 15 or 7. I don't even know. But they do have really talented artists, and I really do love the work that comes out of it. But in the long run, I don't know. I don't really have an answer for that one. But
I think you're doing what you have to do. I think looking at people like yourself and performers like yourself is the best way for somebody who wants to get into that to see. And, you know, you're cool. You're coming on podcasts. You're doing this. And, yes, you're promoting your single and whatnot. And you're performing. And, you know, that's the big thing that people have to take away from this. You know what I mean? If that's your passion, if you want to do what Lex is doing, well, you know, first off, I mean, and I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm just trying to tell you that it's going to take a lot of work. You know, she just didn't. Yeah, she was 7 and she sung with the choir and all, but there was a lot of stuff in between that, you know?
There was a lot of days when, yeah. I mean, I tell my little sister this all the time because I have a sister who's 13 and my brother is about to turn 21 pretty soon. But my little sister, I mean, we're about 9.5 years apart. And although we're siblings, we're kind of in different generations almost to speak.
I gotcha.
Because, you know, she's in middle school. She's about to go into high school, and I'm already out of college. So we're, like, on totally different wavelengths. But she's still at home, and every day my dad comes home, and he asks her, oh, did you practice volleyball? Did you sing today? Did you dance today? Like, what did you do today? What did you practice on? And every day, and you know, like, when you're at the house, and every day, you know, dad's coming up to us asking us, what did we do today? Did you practice today? I mean, we kind of roll our eyes, but looking back on it, it's those times when we didn't want to practice, when he literally made me go into my little room with my little PA system, and he made me sit down and just practice and sing, or even just sing whatever, you know? Maybe it wasn't like practicing every scale every single day, but it was singing every day and it was performing every day and watching yourself, how you look in the mirror to know how you're going to look when you're on stage performing. It's all those moments that you take away. And so that's kind of what I had to tell my little sister because, you know, she like rolls her eyes right now. But when she hears that I went through that and every day I heard the same thing that she's hearing right now, it kind of just gives her like a little bit of confidence, like, okay, I can go do this and maybe one day I can do this and be great at something.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Yeah.
Absolutely. I get people all the time, because I like I said, I'm a painter by trade, and there's people all the time that ask me, they're like, well, you know, I want to be doing that. I want to sit around and paint pictures all day. Well, you know, so do I. But I tell them, I said, you got to start drawing 3 hours a day, man. That's what you got to do. And you got to do that for about 10 years, you know, till you get good at it. And one of the great things that your father and everybody in your story, it sounds like, it really instilled that work ethic. You know, if you do anything over and over again, you're going to get better at than where you were when you started, you know, and then you throw in talent on top of that. Ooh, there's no stopping you, baby. There's no stopping you. Well, it's very cool. And you performed, I'm just looking at my notes here. You have performed some really big events, you know, Latin Grammy Awards. UFC Fight for Holiday Hunger special. I mean, these are big time things, you know. It's got to be so cool. You know, you look back and go, holy man, I'm doing it. You know, this is amazing. You got to.
It is really cool. But at the same time, some of these things, I mean, like for the Latin Grammy Awards, I was really blessed because I was performing backgrounds for Despacito with Luis Fonsi and Diplo and Victor Manuel and Bomba Estéreo. But I mean, that was like one of the best 5 minutes of my life. Like, that was amazing. It was at the MGM Grand Arena where, I mean, I have gone to countless events there growing up, you know, so being able to perform there was unreal. Like, I can't even explain the feeling that I was getting being there. But at the same time, I just kept telling myself, you know, this is great, but it can be better because I need to be at the front. I need to be holding that microphone, not this one, you know? So yes, they're all amazing and I'm really happy for them, but you know, I got a long way to go and I'm chugging through and I'm pushing through and I can't wait to be on that stage.
No, it is. It's fantastic. I got to say too, you know, I got your press kit. I'm so glad you're working with Trend too. Trend PR.
Yeah.
Those people
I love them.
Are amazing. I do too.
They really
are.
Too.
You know, I joke about this. I work with a lot of PR companies and I'm not putting anybody down, but I'm just saying Trend PR could do like a learning annex class and teach, if you have a PR company, how to do it because they are really, you know, I get these PR packs and I'm like, oh man, this is amazing. But I love your latest press photos and whatnot. Angie,
thank you.
Is it Angie? Lynn White, I'm probably mispronouncing her name, but man, she did a...
Yes, it's actually Anjani.
Anjani. Well, they did amazing because these look phenomenal, you know.
Thank you.
But
you
made
I love her.
She's just, you know, of course, you know, you're photographing somebody that's got it, you know, it's half the battle, but no, this is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I speak the truth. As we mentioned before, we're going to play this here in a second. Blame on Me is the latest single, and there's a video for it that is amazing. And, you know, Lex even mentions that she is amazing.
Multiple times, you will hear me say it.
That's right. I love it. Tell people what that means, though. Did I mention I'm amazing? Because I think it's so important.
Yes. Well, like I was telling you, at first it was just kind of, it was part of the song. It was part of the second verse, kind of the last thing. It was the last line of the second verse, and it just, you know, really hit home. And for me, I'm targeting mainly younger girls, but it's for everybody. Coming out of a toxic relationship, like I said, it's like sometimes you put all the pressure on yourself. Sometimes you put all the blame on yourself and you think everything's your fault. You're really down in the dumps, really down on yourself, really negative. And I wanted to flip the script and make it something positive. And that Did I Mention I'm Amazing line came about. And I realized that that was the line that makes the whole song, because I want people to know that they are amazing. And no matter who comes across their path and whoever tries to put them down and tries to make them feel negative or anything less than themselves, I wanted them to know that they are great and they're amazing. And even though this situation happened, they can move on. And they can move on confidently and in a positive manner. And they can, you know, they can actually walk away and feel good about themselves. And they can learn from the relationship and move on. So that was kind of like the whole idea behind, did I mention I'm amazing? Plus, it's just fun to say, and it's like a catchy little phrase. So
that's right. And I predict it'll look amazing on T-shirts. No, I'm kidding.
Right? I know. I made some stickers, so those have been pretty popular.
There you go.
I did, yeah, I did make a couple T-shirts, too. So if you want a T-shirt, well, make sure to DM me.
Fantastic. Well, let's play the track. Let's play the track so people know what we're talking about. This is Blame on Me, everybody. This is Lex. Check this out.
Enjoy.
I'm done with you and I'm done with talking. This happened way too often. Going back is not an option. You're lying and you crossed it. It's a nail in the coffin. I dirty laundry's on the sidewalk. Kinda funny how it's never your fault. You follow me around like bad luck. It ain't real love. It's a mind. It's a mind. I used to feel you, now I'm feeling so numb. Point in explaining, unknown means no, this is draining. Your empty words are suffocating, my heart's vacant, it's ready for the taking. I'm doing me and I'm amazing, flying high and I ain't blazing. Just me and I'm upgrading, I've been praying, just saying. Did I mention I'm amazing? I used to tell you, now I'm feeling myself. I loved you, then I broke free from your spell.
She did. She is amazing. That was Lex. Blame on Me.
Thank you.
Yeah, yay. What a great single. What a great single. Now, you've got some upcoming singles. I think that's smart. I talk to different musicians all the time, and they either, some musicians still want to do like a whole album and whatnot, and others, which I think is very smart personally, that's just my opinion, but release singles. And you know, you can operate a lot quicker and more smoothly, I think.
Yep.
Tell
I mean,
us,
I think we're living.
That's kind of your plan, right?
Yeah, I think we're kind of living in a singles world, because I have this, or I've been having this debate, you know, do I do a full album? Do I just release a couple singles here and there? Like, what's the best way to go about it as an up-and-coming new artist? Because you see all these big artists dropping these huge albums. I mean, Chris Brown's that he released this year was like 32 songs or something, like some crazy amount of songs. Right, I'm like, I don't even know how you do that. But I think the single route right now is smarter, just because people's attention spans aren't there, especially with new artists. They just want to hear things go, and they want to move on to the next. So I have a couple of singles coming out for 2020, and yeah, I'm really, really excited for you guys to hear it.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool, and these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Well, I think it's so good. And I think, man, I really like Blame on Me. One of the things I really dig about it is, well, the video is phenomenal too, but from an artistic standpoint, it is, the track itself is a, you know, a call to arms, and it's the relatability factor of it. You know, I look at somebody, you know, in the last year and a half or so, like Lizzo kind of came out of nowhere. And, you know, if everybody, I can't think of a woman that I know that isn't into Lizzo right now. And one of
right?
the reasons being is what she's singing about, everybody can relate to. They can all relate to that, just like your Blame on Me.
Yep.
So I really think that's going to go gangbusters. You know what I mean? It's a it's great track. Absolutely.
Thank you
absolutely.
So much.
I know some DJ friends of mine are listening to that going, oh, you're going to get emails because they're going to be like,
yay.
We gotta do a house version.
Yes.
We gotta do a Latin house version of that, you know.
I was gonna say, yes, I'm open to having remixes. So if you are a DJ or producer, whatever it is, hit me up. We'll get something working out.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. All my DJ friends, there you go. Well, that's awesome. That is so cool. Tell us about the video. Let me ask you this, as a performer, because that's, you know, an entertainment performer. And that's what you do because you're so good at it. I always ask my musician friends this about, I love music videos personally. I grew up in the 80s. You know, I'm a music video kid, and still a fan. And I ask my musician friends, I'm like, music videos, I said, do you like doing them? And they're split. They half of them say, oh, they love it. The other half said, oh, it's a necessary evil. Where do you fall in that spectrum?
I personally love being in front of any camera, so I love it. Yes, I'm very photogenic. I will photobomb any picture that I see. but I think it's a different take, because sometimes you hear the song, you think one thing, but then you have a visual that goes with it, and when you see the visual, it could take you to a whole different place. I've seen so many videos and songs where I thought about it in one instance when I first heard the song, but then when I actually see the video, I see where the artist's mind was or where their team's mind was behind the song. So for me, I love doing videos. I love the collaboration of, you know, working with different people and videographers and photographers and the whole behind the scenes stuff. I just love it, and I would love to do more of it.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, before we came on the air, when we were, as they say in the business, off mic, so cool.
Yeah.
Terms around. No, I'm not, ladies and gentlemen. But we were talking, me and Lex were talking before the show started and whatnot, and I had mentioned something I had seen on her Facebook page in relationship to the video for Blame on Me. And, you know, she had posted it on her page and whatnot. And everybody was loving it. There's all these likes and everything. And then there's about, I don't know, six or seven, I didn't count, but there's a couple guys that were crying. They tagged the sad thing. And I'm like, oh, well, those are all the ex-boyfriends. That was my thought.
I was kind of confused.
Me too. Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I have no idea what goes through people's heads, but when I read some of these comments, I just have to laugh because I don't know where it took them. I don't know what place it made them feel or what emotion or exact situation they were feeling or thinking of when they heard it. But yeah, I don't know about that. It's kind of funny.
There's some weird people. The majority of people aren't, though. The majority of people aren't. I remember many, many years ago when I first got a little success, a little notoriety in my game, I started getting hate mail. People would like take the time and, you know, paintings are terrible. You know, well, they would say terrible things and they would send it to me. And I remember at the time I was talking to my father, me and my dad were pretty close. And I was talking to him and he goes, well, man, you sound down in the dumps. And I'm like, well, I'm reading all this hate mail. And he says, you need to turn that around. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. He goes, you need to figure something out. And so what I started doing is I made a forum on my web. I made a whole page on my website where I posted the hate mail on my website and then let other people make comments on it. And
really? Oh, my gosh, that's
after
funny.
After about a month, I stopped getting any. Yeah, because it wasn't a game.
I bet. Yeah, they're like, I don't want my letter on there. Even when I was starting out, because like I said, I was performing all throughout middle school. And I mean, when I told my peers, hey, I have a show, or hey, I have an interview, or I have this, they were making fun of me. And a lot, and also I started a big campaign. I forgot to mention this, but I started a big campaign in middle school called Break Up With Makeup. And it was once a week, every Wednesday, we would wear these shirts that said break up with makeup, and we wouldn't wear any makeup because I felt that everybody around me was, you know, caking on makeup, and, you know, they came to school every day with full faces of makeup. And I was just like, why? Like, yeah, they're so young.
In a Latin,
it's like, they're
background community like that too, because that is like, you know, everybody's looks, you know, glamour turned up to 10, and all the media, all the shows, all the, you know, everything.
Right. Especially nowadays.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
For a teen, preteen girl to take that on, I'm pretty impressed with that wax.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it was a little. At first, it was hard to get it started, but I had some really great friends who supported me, and thankfully, they also had a lot of friends who supported them. So it trickled down.
Nice.
But I also got the teachers involved. I even had guys wearing the shirts, even though they don't wear makeup, but it was just encouraging the girls, the younger girls. They love natural beauty, and it's sexy to be natural, and it's sexy to have a fresh face. You don't need to take on a lot of makeup to be beautiful. And that was like the whole message behind it. So yeah, that was probably one of my favorite parts of middle school was that campaign. But it was not easy to start. I'll tell you that. That is not. Yeah, wearing a breakup with makeup shirt, wearing no makeup, and I'm the only one there trying to start this thing. It was tough, but it came around. And I mean, I had a ton of people asking for shirts, and people were even not like they showed up to school without makeup and they weren't wearing a shirt. So, I mean, so it was a really cool thing. And yeah, I would love for that to come back. So hopefully that will come back soon.
Well, there you go. I'm trying to think of any campaigns I did in middle school. No, I think I had the campaign of not having my voice squeak when I said hi to a girl or something. You know, I was a lame kid. Nothing exciting like that. Wow, that's cool. That is cool.
Thank you.
Now, I want to let people know the Blame On Me video is fantastic. It's very cool. I love
it. Thank
we have it on I've been posting it everywhere. And it is, you know, watch it. And when you're watching, it's such a great track. You know, why not pick up the track too? How about that? You know, it's you can pick it up everywhere. It's out. It's available. You know, and I want everybody to get it. You know.
Thank you.
Are breaking up with somebody, what a great parting gift. If you have their email, you can buy the track and send it to them. How about that?
Exactly. I love that. Do it. That is hilarious.
Exactly. Oh, man. All right. Very, very cool. Now, I have to ask, because we were talking off the air, off mic, about the new single, which it plans on dropping early part of next year and whatnot. Any hints? I know you can't say a lot about it, but is it going to be in a similar direction as Blame On Me, or is it going to be totally different? That direction is
It's actually taking a little bit of a turn. It's still in the same realm, still kind of fun and sarcastic, but it's a little bit, I mean, it's not as fun as Blame On Me and One Regret. It's a little more on the serious side, but I think it's a good follow-up to Blame On Me.
Ah, fantastic. Well, I can't wait to see it.
I'm really excited. I'm working on videos and photo shoots, so yes, I'm very excited for the next one.
Nice. I'm going to tell you this in case nobody's told it to you today. Keep doing what you are doing. You are real, real good at it.
Thank you.
All the hard work is paying off, man. Yeah, absolutely. We're right up against the time, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to, before we run out of time, I want to let people know on our show page, and when this episode is converted to a podcast, these links will all follow the podcast. However you're listening to the podcast in the future, there'll be these links and you can click on them and whatnot. Of course, Life of Lex, I'm going to spell it out for you. The website, her website is www.lifeoflex.com. But without the E in the Lex. Get what I'm saying? Lifeoflex.com. Facebook, of course, is facebook.com/life.of.lx. And then Instagram and Twitter is the same thing, life.of.lx. So follow, share, get it out there, man. If you're digging something,
send it to your ex.
That's right. Send it to your ex. Absolutely. You know, every YouTube video has a share on it. Some exes need it. I was telling Lex about, well, then I'm not going to get into it, but somebody I know, they need to hear that song. I'm going to send it to them right after we're done, actually.
Do it. Do it.
Not one of my exes, ladies and gentlemen, but, you know, there's somebody who was a dumb boy. Let's just put it that way. And now he's sad. Oh, that's amazing, Lex. You know, it's so exciting. And I just can't wait to hear more, you know?
Yes,
very,
thank you
very
so much.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I also want to mention before we run out of time, Lex is working on the PR side of things with Trend PR. They are the best. If you are in a, I don't know how the business works, though, but if you are a musician or a performer or something like that, and you need help on the PR side of things, I don't know what you got to do, you know, if you got to go wash Angie's car or, you know, get her dogs washed or something. No, I'm kidding. You probably have to write a check, is what I imagine. But definitely get them in your
probably,
corner.
Yeah.
They're good people to know. And
yes,
they're
the
best.
Are.
Very, very cool. Well, Lex, have a fantastic holiday and whatnot.
Yes,
is your folks a ton of food and all that?
Oh, we have, well, actually, both sides of my family are in Vegas, both my mom and my dad's side. So we have, like, two or three Thanksgivings. So we will be fed and happy and very full. Yes.
And Lex will be hitting that gym twice next week. Oh, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, man. It's going to be a blast. Well, you know, and Thanksgiving, and all my listeners too, you know, have a good Thanksgiving as well. Hey, and I say this every year too, just remember, if you have elder neighbors or whatnot, you know, check on them, and if they don't have anything going on, man, it just takes a second to set an extra plate at your table. You know, it's a nice, if someone's older and alone on these holidays, it just sucks, you know, so invite them over, you know, they probably have some cool stories to tell you and whatnot, and
like
it'll
that.
Be worth it.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Very cool, everybody. Well, we're out of here, so I will see everybody. Well, today is Tuesday, so we'll be back tomorrow afternoon. We've got an Americana folk singer, songwriter coming on tomorrow, and it's going to be a great show. So we will see you tomorrow afternoon. Have a good one. This show, of course, will be
Thank
converted
you.
To a podcast. Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Lex. You are the tops, man. Cool turned up to 10. I do not lie. Ladies and gentlemen, this show will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on just shy, actually, I think we've surpassed it now, 200 of them. The big one is Apple Podcasts. So it's always free to hear the podcast. That's why we have commercials. And yeah, so listen, download it, share it, do all that kind of stuff. I appreciate it. Very, very cool. And we will see you guys next time. Thanks, Lex.
Bye, thank you.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.